Tonight our learning is sponsored by Josh Jaffe in memory of his mother, Sarah Leah, Bas Yonah Leib, Zichrona Levracha, and Neshama Shavna Aliyah. We start a new Shiloh of the week this week, and this week I want to talk about a Shiloh in Hilchos Shabbos that comes up frequently. That is the question of moving a leichter on Shabbos, moving your Shabbos candles on Shabbos. Many people have the practice of leaving their candles on the dining room table for the meal, but you don't necessarily want it, or perhaps before the meal, you don't necessarily want them there for the entire duration of Shabbos. Is there any way, is there any problem with moving those candles? And if there is a potential problem, is there any way to circumvent that problem and move one's candles in a halachically acceptable way on Shabbos? Now, the background to this Shaila is three pieces of information pertaining to Hilchos Muktzah that really, again, set the framework for any assessment of the Shiloh. The first is the fact that a flame is Muktzah on Shabbos. This is well documented in the Gemara. The Gemara discussed it on many occasions. We know that fire is Muktzah. It's not so clear what category of Muktzah it fits into. There are many different categories of Muktzah, depending on precisely how you categorize. There are 8, 9. There are many categories of Muktzah. And while we know that a flame is Muktzah, it's not so clear what type of Muktzah it is. And the Achronim marshal all sorts of different possibilities to explain why a flame is Muktzah. So it might be Nolad, for example. Nolad is something that comes into existence on Shabbos, or at least presents itself on Shabbos. If an egg is laid on Shabbos, that is Muktzah because of Nolad. So perhaps because the process of combustion means that a flame is constantly coming into existence, maybe it's Nolad. That's a possibility that's thrown out by the Chazon Ish. Or maybe it's Muktzah Machmas Chesser and Kiss, which ordinarily, that's a whole complicated category unto itself. But when something has a designated place, something that is not ordinarily moved, like a flame is not something that's ordinarily moved, while it is still a flame, that would be Muktzah as well, perhaps because of Muktzah Machmas Chesser and Kiss, another possibility of the Chazon Ish. Or maybe it's Muktzah Machmas Gufa. Rav Asher Weiss has a suggestion that perhaps it's a new category of Muktzah, of Davar Haba Machmas Malacha, that because a flame itself is a process of Malacha, Havara, lighting a flame, is Malacha. So perhaps something that's entire existence really is through Malacha, perhaps that's a new category of Muktzah that he suggests as well. Whatever the category is, the flame itself is Muktzah. And of course, you cannot move Muktzah items on Shabbos. However, there should be an easy workaround to this problem, and that is piece of information number two, that is something called Tiltel Min HaTzad. We discussed in the past that in instances when you need to move something that is Muktzah on Shabbos, the best way of doing so is doing so in an indirect fashion. Tiltel Min HaTzad either means, let's say, using a part of your body you wouldn't ordinarily use, you kick something, that's what's called Tiltel Begufo, or the actual application that's in the Gemara is when you, or more directly in the Gemara, is it, that when the Gemara talks about Tiltel Min HaTzad, it refers to a case where you're moving a Muktzah item by way of a non-Muktzah item. So you have a Muktzah item on top of a barrel, you have a hammer on top of a barrel, so you have a Muktzah item on top of a non-Muktzah item, you're going to move the barrel itself, you'll tilt it slightly so that the Muktzah item falls off, that is called Tiltel Min HaTzad. And in every instance of a flame, you have something underneath it. You have a candle underneath it, let's say you have a candlestick underneath it. So perhaps that should be Tiltel Min HaTzad. Perhaps I'd be able to take the candlestick, which is not strictly speaking Muktzah, it's really the candle that's Muktzah, the flame that's Muktzah. Maybe I should be able to move the flame by way of the non-Muktzah item that sits underneath it. That would be the most obvious suggestion. Now there is a problem as well, which brings us to our third background piece of information pertaining to Hilchos Muktzah, and that is the concept of Basis L'davar Ha'azer, another concept that we've discussed in the past. If you have a non-Muktzah item that sits beneath a Muktzah item on Shabbos and really is intended to support the Muktzah item, it's not there by happenstance. It's not that I accidentally left my phone on my bed when I didn't really mean to. But really, it's there, it's designed to be supportive of the Muktzah item. A candlestick would be a prime example where the whole purpose of a candlestick is to support a flame, which is Muktzah on Shabbos. That item becomes a basis ledavar ha'aser on Shabbos. So if the idea was, oh, perhaps we'll be able to move the candlestick and by way of the candlestick move the Muktzah flame that's on top of it, the problem with that is that the candlestick itself is Muktzah. It's not a non-Muktzah item because it is designed to support a flame. It constitutes a basis l'davar ha'aser and therefore it would be Muktzah. So the idea will be to try to move the tray that is underneath the candlesticks themselves. Of course, you have the flame on top, you have the candle on top, that is on top of a candlestick. In most circumstances, when you're lighting Shabbos candles, you have some kind of tray that sits underneath it, and perhaps if we can move the tray, then that will constitute a Tiltel Min HaTzad. You'll move the tray, and the candlesticks and the flame will come along for the ride. That will be Tiltel Min HaTzad. Of course, the problem with the tray, at least at the outset, is identical to the problem with the candlesticks. It too is a basis l'davar ha'azer. It is one step removed, right? It supports the candlesticks, which in turn support the flame. But insofar as it too is designed to support a muktzah item, there may still be, and there will likely be, basis l'davar ha'azer status on that tray, which will prevent us and prohibit us from moving the tray as well. So the challenge is going to be, is there any way to remove that basis l'davar ha'azer status from the tray, to make it a non-muktzah item, at which point we'd be able to take the tray as a non-muktzah item, move it, with the candlesticks on top of it, and invoking a tiltum and atzad, moving the muktzah items by way of the non-muktzah item. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss ways in which we can actually remove that basas ha-davar ha-asr status from the tray, making it not muktzah, and enabling us to carry it on Shabbos.